live from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5, a fifth person shot dead this week in Oakland as city leaders call for action. Good afternoon, I'm Elizabeth Cook. This latest killing taking place overnight in East Oakland. The East Bay Times reports the man was shot last night while driving. Authorities found him in a van that had crashed at 51st Avenue and International Boulevard. They say he was shot somewhere on 580. This is the fifth homicide on an Oakland freeway that the California Highway Patrol has investigated just this year. And this latest shooting highlighting what has become a violent week in Oakland. There were four deadly shootings earlier this week in an 18-hour period, including one just outside of City Hall. Homicides this year in the city are only slightly behind 2021, the deadliest year in Oakland in 15 years. Right now, one Oakland city leader is calling for outside help to boost police response.
That it's an emergency, so we need all the assistance that we can get. If I need to call the State Department for the National Guard, well, that's what I got to do.
Councilmember Noel Gayo told us he's reached out to the CHP, the Sheriff's Office, and even BART Police to organize a more coordinated response to crime. Another string of break-ins in Oakland's Little Saigon neighborhood this week, adding to the city's crime concerns. Business owners are growing tired, scared, and frustrated. KPIX 5's Max Darrow has their story.
This was the scene early Monday morning at International Plaza in Oakland's Little Saigon neighborhood. Business owners cleaning up after their stores were broken into once again. Surveillance video shows three cars drive up, several people get out, and moments later, they begin to break into several businesses, including a hair salon and a laundromat.
Around here is scared, it's not safe.
This hair salon owner didn't want to show her face, but her spot was hit. She says she used to stay open until 9 p.m., but now she goes home before sundown because she doesn't feel safe and because she's lost business.
It's very sad. You see, the business is low. No more customer coming in.
Many business owners here in Oakland's Little Saigon neighborhood at International Plaza are just growing frustrated. They're tired. The latest string of break-ins wasn't the first time. This has happened numerous times in just a matter of weeks. The hair salon owner tells us last month, people broke into her shop through the roof. We tried to speak with several business owners in the plaza, but they didn't want to tell the same story they've told over and over again. Peter Tang owns the plaza.
My tenants is so upset for the business because of this crime.
He says crime here really ramped up last year and has only gotten worse since then. He says the police response time has been troubling.
And we have to call them, but they respond so late. So that's make it worse.
During a news conference on Tuesday, after a string of violent crimes in Oakland, Deputy Chief James Beer said the department is understaffed.
Well, we're authorized 726 officers. Currently, our staffing's at 681. I will say we have multiple academies going through right now. One set to graduate in October, so that's a bright light that we're really looking forward to the help for those officers graduating the academy.
Tang would like to see a better response from OPD, but in the meantime,
I'm going to try more, put more just a security or camera, and then I'm planning to make a bit more security over here. That's all we can do.
In Oakland, Max Darrow, KPIX 5.
All right, let's switch gears now. Let's get to First Alert meteorologist Jessica Birch. Jessica, the weather's pretty nice.
It feels like summer, even though today is the first day of fall. Kind of funny how that works. Earlier this week, we were actually dealing with more Pacific Northwest weather. It was beautiful, and we got a lot of rain associated with that huge area of low pressure. But now we're starting to clear up as we wrap up this week and head into the weekend. Today is the first day of fall, and it feels like it today. Of course, here in the Bay, we're seeing a lot of sunshine from the coast all the way up into our inland areas, where daytime highs are on the rise. A small heat wave is starting to push its way in as high pressure ridges its way all throughout California. Our temperature outlook for the next 8 to 14 days that's issued by the Climate Prediction Center is actually showing well above temperatures. And we're going to be seeing it really fast, especially in those inland areas where today we're mostly sitting in the 80s. Once we head into the weekend, we're experiencing mid, even upper 90s in certain spots. Here's that temperature outlook I was talking about. This expands all the way to October 5th, above average conditions for all of California, but we'll talk more about that in just a little bit. For now, back to you, Liz.
All right, Jessica, thank you. you. Our new video into the newsroom of a car in San Jose that crashed into a townhome. Police say this happened just before 2 o'clock this morning near the Center Road and Sylvandale Avenue intersection. No one was hurt, but nine people are now displaced out of their homes. Police later found the driver and booked them on DUI charges. All right, let's take a look at the big board right now. It's kind of been all over the place this morning. Now it's up 42, 38 now. This all comes a day after the Dow ended down more than 500 points. Now, stocks fell yesterday after the Federal Reserve raised short-term interest rates yet again. It's meant to fight inflation, but it's also making things harder for you if you need to borrow some money. CBS News' Jill Schlesinger now with more on the impact on loan rates.
The latest rate move from the Federal Reserve pushes the benchmark short-term lending rate to a range of 3 to 3.25%, a big jump from February when the rate was 0 to 0.25%. And the central bank is not stopping anytime soon. The rate hikes have clear winners and losers. Savers are the big winners as they finally can earn more interest on checking, savings, CDs, money market accounts, and government bonds. Conversely, borrowers are the losers of the Fed's action. The average credit card interest rate is more than 18%. That's up from 16.3% in January. The average 48-month loan rate for a used car was around 4.5% at the beginning of the year. Now it's more than 5.5%. And even though the Fed does not directly control longer-term mortgage rates, those rates have jumped to over 6%. Double what they were a year ago. To put that into perspective, last year a 30-year fixed-rate loan for $300,000 would have a monthly payment of $1,242 in principal and interest. With the current rate, that monthly payment jumps to more than $1,800. The Fed is likely to keep pushing up rates, which will continue to make borrowing money more expensive. In New York, I'm CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Now to San Mateo County Community College District, where students and elected officials urge Governor Newsom to sign a free college bill. The bill would allow districts to use existing local revenue to offer fee waivers to more students in need. It plans to help out 4,000 more students in the county, in addition to the 2,000 already receiving aid right now. And advocates argue it would not be at the further cost to the state or local taxpayers.
Well, we want students, when they're getting their degrees, we want them focused on their education, not focused on their job they're going to get part-time or how they're going to put food on the table.
State Senator Becker also says his team has tried to pass this bill before, but failed. This effort is laser-focused on San Mateo County.